Welcome. This is week 12 of Working with the Law with transformational life coach, Christy Corradi.
Hello and welcome. Today we are studying the last of the 12 laws, the law of success. And let's just tune in right now to that place of absolute knowing. And let's set the tone for this work, beginning with our gratitudes and our proud ofs. So take a minute right now and just move into that place of gratitude. Write it down. Remember it. Something you are grateful for. Today, this morning, I just had a deep sense of gratitude for the life that I live right now, the life I've created, the life that is outpicturing my understanding of working with these laws. So gratitude. And then move into that place of proud of, something that you're proud of. Because this is a vibrational tone, like your arms up in a Y shape up in the air as a funnel to receive, because you're open to that vibration of something that you're proud of, that you've done. And my proud of right now is telling the truth, to really moving into a deeper places of absolutely telling the truth, the deeper truth. So with the gratitudes and the proud of today, studying the law of success, you know, all of these laws come to the same place, to experience the infinite intelligence, to know our connection with, just kind of like that funnel, the when we put our arms up in the air, to know that we are part of the divine, that we are one with the infinite. And that the purpose of being here, of being a spiritual being, having a human experience, is to allow spirit to flow through us, to be in service to that, to be in service to a greater expression of the infinite. And I just want to take a moment here to have us move into that place. We started with the gratitudes and the proud of, but to move into a place of experiencing the infinite, our wholeness, our oneness with the infinite, and allow all else to drop away. Any limiting thoughts, any conditions, anything that's holding us back, just like Michelangelo chipped away at the David, that we just allow those chips of what is not the truth of us just fall away just for a moment. So be in that place of the infinite, one with. Let the bills fall away. Let the circumstances fall away. Let it reveal the truth of our wholeness, our oneness with the infinite. As you stand in or sit in that place of knowing your wholeness, and the little chatter comes up, you know, but I have to do that, I have to do this, or what about this, or what about that? Let it fall away and just move into that vibrational frequency. You know, this is the real work. The real work is that no matter what is happening, what's going on around us, that we can be at that vibrational frequency of knowing our divine purpose, to express the infinite. Now, think of what the infinite is. You know, not everybody was raised with a concept of God or infinite, but just think of the quantum field even. What would it want to be expressing? What would it want to be creating? You know, the whole concept of the quantum physics and how things align prove that there is an expanding universe that we want to expand and experience. The universe wants to expand and experience itself in a greater way. And we as a mini part of that, a mini M-I-N-I part of that, also have that same system within us. And it is our purpose to expand and to create a greater expression. And when we don't, when we let the boogeyman get us, when we let our paradigms or our Delilahs get to us, when we let the circumstances and the conditions get to us, we are in disharmony with our true nature, and that's when we experience discord. In the law of success, they actually talk about what do you do with your spare time. You know, it's like we can take a look at any part of our life. We have enough time. This is an abundant universe we are a part of. But, and this is where we get into the law of obedience, we must do it in the way that the law works, not our way. Okay, so I take a look at my day. Right now I do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for exercise. I take a look at my day, Tuesday and Thursday. I say, what is there that I can let go of that, wow, I just had this great insight. Well, I had this insight about, I have this spare hour between two training calls that I'm on. One's 3 to 4 and the other's 5 to 6. So one of the things I decided to do, now I'm going to fill that hour with all kinds of things, aren't I, was to prepare dinner and get something going for dinner that can be cooking while I'm on my second call. And then, you know, at 6 o'clock, we can have dinner. So I actually kind of would, you want to know the truth? I'd actually kind of veg in that hour between, you know, just kind of like biding my time, waiting for the next call. And sometimes I think, well, I could write notes, I could take care of this, I could take care of that, and I just veg. But I wasn't. It was like a light turning on. I have this whole hour that can be a valuable hour. Now I can get dinner ready, get it on, put it in the crock pot, get it cooking, and I can go out and walk around the block, take the dog for a walk or something. I can turn that 1 hour that was a void and a vacant, and somehow I had this belief in me that I needed to wait for the next call. And that is not true. I have so much time. So am I willing to let go of the lesser, you know, that time vegging? Now, what's the purpose of vegging? Is vegging always bad? No. There are many, many times that we need to rejuvenate and replenish. And that's kind of what it felt like when I took that hour in between. And, you know, I think it probably was because I was in this deep, deep work at such a level that I think that there was an internal processing that needed to go on. But I think now I'm at the point. Well, actually, then what happened is it became vegging. It didn't become, you know, restful or, you know, so am I willing to let go of the lesser to allow the greater? So if you want to take a look at your life and your schedule, and you can do this by looking at our normal PGS, our personal guidance system, you know, we know each one of you have sent me a vision and you know the direction that you're going in. And I would really love to work on a 6-month vision or goals for you. So let's work on that and really make this the most powerful 6 months of being in this work. You know where you're going. So it's simple, once you know where you're going, to turn around and look behind you and say, where's my discontent? Or what's keeping me from turning my face back around and facing my vision? What is the fear that's in the way? What is the belief system? What's the boogeyman? You know, I had a total knee replacement. And I think that I've shared with you before that, I mean, I even feel that I had some fatigue disorder 6 years ago when I came into this work with Mary. And my health has turned around immensely. And I am so well and able now to do things. And I still found myself, you know, during that time, I relied a lot on my husband. You know, it was like, honey, would you get me a glass of water? Honey, would you do this? And I all of a sudden realized that I was still in that same routine, even though my health had changed. So it's like, I have stopped asking him to do those things for me. And I've been offering to do things for him. He's been doing that for me for years. But it was, I was in such a habit of that. I didn't even think about it as a habit because I hadn't been well, but that's where it developed out of, and his love for me. But, you know, it's like, we don't even often see these things that are habits that we have that keep us in the limitation. And so it's the same thing with that hour of time. You know, at first it was like, wow, I just like downloaded a bunch of information and I need to process and sit with this. And then it became vegging time. And I hadn't even realized it had become vegging time until I said, oh, you know, I really want to make healthier meals for my family. Oh, and look, here's this great opportunity. And oh, look. So we look at our vision. I want to make healthy meals for ourselves. We look behind us to say, what's keeping me from that? What is my struggle? And realizing it's just an old belief system that I needed this time to rejuvenate or download or whatever it was to, you know what? I don't need to do that anymore. I can actually, now I have the energy and vitality. I can get up and get dinner on its way, and I can even take the dog out for a walk around the block at the very least. So what is going on in your life now that you would love? Let's start with that. Look forward. What would you love? Now turn around and look behind you and say, what's keeping me from that? You may be doing many things going in that direction, but it would already be manifest. It would already be taking place right now, if you had eliminated all of your boogeymen and your paradigms. That is law, okay? There is the law of gestation, which we haven't talked about, but the law of gestation is that there is a time element because we live in this human earth, that some things do need time to gestate, like a seed in the earth does need time to gestate and grow. But virtually it would be growing, would be expressing itself if you had no paradigms on what's holding you back from that truth. Okay, so turn behind you right now and ask yourself, what is something that's holding me back as I turn around and look forward from getting to that vision or that dream that I can let go of the lesser to include the greater? This is an interesting thing, discipline, and that it's painstaking to do this. And you know what? It's not painstaking to move in the direction of our vision or our dream. What's painstaking and really what takes discipline is to continue to stay on the frequency of the new habit. That's what takes the effort. And to me, it's only painstaking if you don't have enough passion for the thing that you're moving in the direction of. But if you can constantly, that's why we look at our vision and our dream. We hold on to the passion of that so that we have enough passion that the effort that it takes to stay in the new habit is worth it. And it keeps us going in that direction. Somebody was telling me something today about kids going to college, and someone told me about something, their student got some kind of acknowledgement that really encouraged them to really have some passion. And that happened with my son going, you know, he went and visited these different college booths at college day. And his counselor had said to him, you know, you'll find the right place for you, because everybody was comparing him to the academic world of, you know, you had to have these and, you know, had to have all this community service. Blah, blah, blah. And he went in to talk to the school counselor, and the counselor said, you'll find the right place for you. And then we had this college day, and he found this school that based the admittance more on the audition than they do on the grades and so forth. So that's enough passion now for him to put more effort into his grades. What is your passion? Is it passionate enough to keep you staying in the vibration, in the frequency of forming the new habits that you want to form? So in order to be successful, we're going to talk in a minute about what exactly successful is, but in order to be successful, we were given all of the tools that we need. One of the ways to look at those tools or to understand some of those tools is our mental faculties. Mary's put out a new program called Prosperity Plus Two, and it's offered through churches. And Jerry and I have been going to the Unity Church and doing Prosperity Plus, and she's going through the mental faculties in one day, one understanding. Really, as you know, having been through Into Your Genius, where you explore the mental faculties, it's just touching upon. But it's reminded me how important knowing our mental faculties, learning and discovering our mental faculties are so important to success. So all of this work that we're doing is learning about the invisible powers. You know, just like you learned, you didn't even have to learn about gravity, it affected you. But once you learned gravity, you could work with it and you could use it, i.e. falling down. Right? When you first started to walk, you fell down and you went, that doesn't feel good. I'm going to work with gravity and use it to my benefit. And it's the same with why we want to understand these invisible laws, the law of success. We are all born with everything we need to be successful. I mean, it's simple, right? Because we've gone through these other 11 laws. And it sometimes can seem like they're all the same. And they are all the same. They're bringing us to that infinite place. But what is the law of success? The law of success is that we are meant to be successful. That is our true nature. And that we have the infinite resources available to us at all times. So the law of success is just that it is our nature to be successful. Now, the law of success brings us all around, you know, and as you can see, this is like the first call that I did where I compared this to a puzzle. You know, it is like a puzzle, and they all start fitting together and they start blending. And the law of success is basically a culmination of all of this, that man is made for progress. Advancement into all things is the law's great purpose. And so we are meant to succeed. This is our nature. It is our nature. I loved when Bob Proctor was talking about Earl Nightingale and his definition of success, which is success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Okay, I liked his definition. In other words, the idea is worthy of you because you are trading your life for it. And it's an ideal, not just an idea. You are trading your life for it. So those little thoughts that are running us, and we don't know they're running us, we're trading our life for that right now, unless we pause and take a look at or just keep our eye on and the focus on that vibration. And people are only failures when they stop trying. And then they go on to talk about the idea that we keep correcting, just like when you're tacking in a sailboat or they use the airplane or a spaceship, that most of the time it's off course, but it's continually correct. And it actually takes more energy to not be successful than it does to be successful. I remember when I first entered this work 30 years ago, that there was this whole thing about people don't fear failure, they fear success. And that's really absolutely true in a lot of ways. Why do we fear success? We fear success because we come back to the law of sacrifice and the law of obedience. Because when we move to the law of success, when we experience success, there are things we have to let go of that we might not want to let go of. We may have to let go of negative thinking friends around us. We may have to let go of the waste of time that we spend in a given day. We may have to let go of bad habits that we might really enjoy. So what does it mean to be successful? What do you have to let go of? But it actually takes more energy to be unsuccessful, to fight against our true nature. It's once again like standing in the stream of a river or trying to walk up a river. It's harder than turning around and flowing with the river. You've heard the story about my getting lost in the mountains and that idea that when I tried going forward, it was dangerous, it was scary, I was lost. When I turned around, even though it wasn't the final destination I wanted to go to, when I turned around, I knew where I could go to someplace that was familiar. It was with the flow, as opposed to trying to go into an unknown, which was really very dangerous. So what exactly is success? Well, we have those five tests to always check and see if we are moving in the direction of success. Does it give me more life? Does it align with your core values? Does it make me grow? Does it require help from a higher power? Does it have good in it for others? I really think that five-point test is one of the most powerful tools we learn in this work. First is noticing what you're noticing, then being able to hit the pause button, and the other is to test anything against those five questions. I think that's very powerful. One of the key is the very last point five to what is success is there good in it for others? And I think that really success is and why we are here in the human form is to be in service. We are not solitary. We are not a soul entity here. We are on this planet as a collective, and we are here to serve. And anything that we can do that moves the direction in that upward direction, we are in service. You know, I went off with Aaron for this four-day showcase down in Los Angeles. And there's another young man in town that also went, and we've done carpooling and so forth. And I'd say over this last week, we became friends because we spent a lot of time together. And she said something that I just thought was so lovely. I said, I'm hungry, my blood sugar is low, and I'll be nice when I get some food. And she said, I'm always nice. And I looked at how she reacted and responded and everywhere. I mean, you want to talk about an example of a person of increase? She definitely exuded that. And it was such a great reminder to me that just because my needs aren't met, what am I here to do? I am here to be a person of increase, to really serve through whatever is going on in my life. And it raised me up to a higher vibration to be in her presence. So what is true success? It is us being in service and that the world is enriched by us being here. I mean, check everything out that you do. You know, what happens is we move to fear when our success is based on us as an individual. You know, our fear of paying our bills, our fear of our ego, or our ego wanting to take precedence. All of those times that we move to us as the individual. Now, that's not to say we don't take care of ourselves as individual. In fact, that is an honoring of the life we've been given in order to be in service. So, of course, just like, you know, you put your own face mask on the airplane before you can assist others. And that makes perfect sense. And even when we take care of our bodies, when we take care of ourselves first, we want to come from the vibrational frequency of being in service to the collective. So right now, just like we did in the beginning, where we thought about being one with the infinite, I want you to right now create some image in your mind that's one element of what personal success looks like. Okay, have that in your mind. Now pay attention as you hold that image of success. And let's go back to the thermometer. Let's think of a thermometer that at the bottom is lack, limitation, conditions, circumstances, and at the top is truth, full expression of the infinite at the top. Okay, and I want you to think of in your mind what success would look like and where it would rest in that thermometer. And just to help you out a little bit, make sure it's in the upper two-thirds of the thermometer. And I want you to feel that vibrational frequency. So I would say that is the next most important part, actually probably the most important part of this work, as I've mentioned before, is to learn how to shift our vibrational frequency. So find that one thing of success. We're just using it to create a vibrational match. That's a tool that you can use anytime. Imagine that vibration. And we talked about that, taking that vibrational frequency of wellness or some place of success and overlaying that vibrational frequency or raising whatever area that you might have some concern around to that vibrational frequency. And one of the things that happens in that is that we learn and discover where our paradigms are. And for me, around abundance, even though I've been in this work and doing this for a while, I really got clear that I saw abundance as being outside of me. So another aspect of the law of success is to see success in everything and everyone and every encounter that you have. So what comes up? Times that we think we fail, our failure. And failure is merely an opportunity. You know, Edison was asked, well, how did it feel to fail, whatever it was, 100 times or something? He said, there was never failure, just more information. And actually, our failure is part of our GPS system, our PGS system, our personal guidance system. And our obstacles make us stronger. Or our obstacles teach us, or our failures teach us things that are stepping stones actually to our success. So when we have a failure, we get two choices what to do with them. If we quit, and only if we quit, is it a failure. Okay, and that doesn't mean you keep pursuing a project that isn't viable or isn't right or doesn't meet the 5-point test. But that failure can bring us to the observation of what's our next step. And that's what it means to not quit. Use all of our failures as stepping stones. And if you know about the Chicken Soup for the Soul book, Jack Canfield and I think it's Mark Victor Hansen, they submitted the book proposal 144 times before it ever got accepted. And now it is successful. And I think back on my history, I had a tendency to find all kinds of excuses to throw in the towel and to give up. That's when I was a failure. That's when I let it get the best of me. I think of when Jerry and I went to Oregon to build a camp. And we decided to stop. So I quit. That was a failure. Except that then we took that as a stepping stone, a jumping off point, and said, well, if not this, then what? It was the same with when we were in the process of adopting and we hit failure after failure after failure. And finally we said, you know, this isn't working. What else do we want to do in life? Well, we want to travel the world. So Jerry and I put the adoption process on hold, and we went out and we traveled the world for a year. And let's see, I think we returned from Africa, where we went with the kids, to Namibia. I think we got back around the 20th of September, and October 1st, we got the call that we were parents. It's like, what can we ask ourselves? What can I do with what I have right now? And what you'll always find is what you have is always much more than you think you have. One of the powerful parts of this law of success is to say, I can. And the I can, the I in the I can is not your history. It is not your past limitations. It is not the status quo. It is not the beliefs that we had. The I in the I can is the I of the infinite. The other thing is to not let the status quo or even science stop us in believing in ourselves. You know, think of all the things that were impossible, you know, flying in airplanes, reaching the moon, all of the sports records that were broken. You know, I don't remember what it was, but they said, you know, nobody could break the, I don't know the exact numbers, 2-minute mile or something like that. But constantly, these beliefs are being broken. You know, it always was said that they can't break the sound barrier and the speed of light. That's what it was. Can't break the speed of light. And now they have been able to do that. So don't ever let the it can't be done stand in the way. There's always a way. If there is a question, a well-crafted question, it can always be answered. So what have we learned throughout all of these laws? We must be obedient to the law of thought and its creator. So the core understanding is when we go back to the law of thinking. And this whole idea that our thought creates our feeling, creates our action, creates our experience. And so we must be obedient to the fact that our thought creates our experience. And that's why I did the work today of turning behind you and looking back at what's keeping you from moving in the direction of your dream, our own personal GPS system. We can use this, and this is why in the discovery sessions I do, I look at people's discontent and their struggle. And it's not because I'm looking at the negative, it's because it's actually one of those befriending our fear type of things, or befriending our negative to be a stepping stone towards our dream or a vision. And it's really giving us a clue or a key to what we would love. And then in this situation that we did in this practice is looking to what's keeping us from realizing. What's always keeping us from realizing is a belief system. When you look back behind you at any struggle or discontent, what is maybe a belief that you didn't realize maybe that you had that's running you, that's keeping you from that vision or that dream. And so what are you doing to work on that belief system? And then one of the things I added at the end of your vision was this or something greater. And that's because you have this idea, this vision, and that now is inputted in your personal guidance system, and it is guiding you forward. And if there is a greater expression, a greater way for you to express, it is leading you to that as long as you don't stay stuck on just that being the answer. That it has got the vibrational frequency that is inputted in your personal guidance system. It is guiding you in the direction of your greater becoming. That as long as you stay obedient to the law, will manifest this or something greater, in as the ideas may shift or change, or another opportunity may come along, or, you know, we don't know exactly how. And it's great to not know how, because there are so many opportunities out there that if we say we know how, we're limiting it, just like you did with trying to fix the computer problem, to your own individual solution. Instead, you opened up your possibilities and went to somebody else for the answer. And there are many solutions to guide you into your greater becoming. And also remember that your boogeymen don't come in and say, you know, this is really the right thing to do. Your boogeyman comes in and say, you know what, it's really safer to stay where you're at. I would suggest that in the arenas of things that you are interested in, to find people that in some way, shape, or form have been successful in that. Because one of the things that does is give you a vibrational frequency to match yourself to. If they can do it, I can do it. And then the next step, that's even deeper step for you to do, is to continually tap into knowing your connection with the divine. And that through that connection, there are no limitations if we're obedient to the law. Okay, that means staying true with our thinking, being willing to give up the lesser for the greater. You can actually go through each of these laws, remembering what they are and saying, oh yes, I'm obedient to the law of attraction, you know, by keeping my thoughts on my vision. That is a way to go into the abundance of the divine, of spirit, of God, knowing that that energy is available to me to be a wonderful and the best expression of the divine.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.